Oh my goodness. I just want to already say right off the bat, sorry about the terrifying lighting. We are going mobile today. It is currently 9:48 on May 3rd. It's a Wednesday, baby, and I am beat. Long day at work, but who didn't have a long day at work? You know what I mean? Unless you had today off. I'm assuming we all probably had a long day at work, but I don't really have like a theme or a topic for this episode. My buddy Serge just asked me what it was going to be, and I just told him, you'll find out when you listen to it because it's going to be a good one. It might not be, who knows? But there is no topic really. I kind of just feel motivated, and I think, if you've listened in the past, I think you know that I'm pretty clear on just like when I get these waves of motivation that I just like try to like, I just try to ride them out as much as I possibly can because I never know like when I'm going to be in the flow like this. So like I should be in bed. I should have been asleep like an hour ago. I've hardly slept this week. And by that, I mean just like getting a couple hours each night, but I should be in bed. And instead, I'm just like, you know what? I'm excited. I only got two more days to work until I go see Connor this weekend. So pretty hyped. So I was like, fuck it, we ball. Let's just go ahead and get after it. But I guess the theme for this one's kind of just being like, it really doesn't matter like where you're at in life to just kind of I guess just always be grounded. If you hear any noise in the background, I'm outside on the balcony currently. And if you're, I don't want to, the setup is so jank right now to where I don't want to show you, but I had to steal a lamp from Noah's room. And I got my protein shakes and I got a Bud Light that I'm going to crack after I get my protein down for some more protein. But yeah, just kind of staying grounded in like your own journey. I think I worried so much like throughout my entire life of like what a lot of like what everyone else was going to be thinking of me. And like, I guess I'm just going to kind of go into my journey and break it down, even though I think I've done that like probably two or three episodes in like the very early days of it. But if you go back and you listen from the start, just like how chaotic my life has been, because I took everybody since the podcast started. If you want to go back, Kingsway Lames, that's Lames. Kingsway is one word. Me and Austin Coltrane, we started a podcast right before the world shut down with quarantine. And then my car, I wasn't able to get it like re-upped for the registration and the emissions and stuff here in Arizona, so I just was like fucked and made it like super inconvenient to get anywhere. And so there are three, I think three episodes that we uploaded there. The video starts to get bad because we didn't know what we were doing, and it starts to lag, but the audio starts to go ahead or lag behind the video. I don't know, whichever one. But yeah, there's three of those if you want to take a listen, just like where life was at then. But then just like coming to like when I started the podcast, that was before, it was when I was working at PXG the first time. And it was when I was prepping to get ready to go back to Wyoming for the second time. And then I did the podcast all throughout my time in Wyoming. Obviously, there were too many gaps in between there because I didn't know if I would have had. That's the funny thing about like staying grounded, like in your own journey, I think too, is because like I get in that zone where I'm like, oh, I wish I would have been in this mindset and had it this together when I was in Wyoming because I could have been continuing to push out videos and stuff. It's like that doesn't matter because like what I can't get that time back and I can only go from right here right now. So it's like why would I keep stressing about that shit that I can't go back? But like that's what I'm saying. Old me like would l just like spiral on that. So it's like just always be. The more you can like tune out like what's going on around you, like the only thing that matters to me right now is just getting this podcast recorded and getting it uploaded tonight so I can go to bed and then just have a good day tomorrow. But when you really like kind of shut out all the outside distractions and just kind of turn into like what's directly involved in your life, like right now, it does make things a lot easier, especially because like it's with social media and stuff, it's so hard to not compare yourself to other people. I'm pretty sure that's still I hope it's still recording, so I might try to speed this up now, because no, I think I'm good. So I mean, it's just one of those things where it's like I've gone through like good phases, I think, of trying to be as present and enjoy like what's going on right now. Like that's the thing, like I'm grinding, it's so hard to get to a different place right now, but it's I know I'm gonna make it like somewhere in something. I'm not saying like that means I'm gonna be famous, but like if I end up like getting back into fire, like if I really do like it and I stick with it, like I know I'm gonna be successful in that, or whatever it ends up being. Is I'm just saying, I just know like whatever it is, I'm gonna be successful in it. But it's just like really, I almost kind of lost track of where I was going with that, but so I'm just gonna bounce. So it's like that whole time that I was in Byron, I knew I wanted to be gone, but I always made it like a staple to be like, well, I'm still gonna enjoy my time here before I leave. So like whenever I went out, I was like, man, I hate it here, I need to be gone, I need to move away. I still was able to be like, all right, but you're gonna be leaving soon, like you're gonna leave, so let's still go out, let's still go have a good time, let's still, like, we're still happy, like we have everything we want right now still. So it's like, even though we're not where we want to be, let's still go have a good time. And I did that all the way up. I was able to do that all the way up until I left. And so when I had left and I had gone to Wyoming, it was kind of like that, like super deep sigh of relief, just to be able to be like, oh my, like I'm finally getting out of my hometown. It was like that, like the first realization, like, oh, I'm finally leaving. So, but like the hype of that, like you think that's all, you think like all you want to do is leave. Like, but like, as, like pretty quickly on the drive, like as I was leaving Byron, I was like, oh shit, like this isn't something that I just get to keep talking about in the bar, like telling people what I'm doing, what the plan is. Like, this is real. This is happening right now. And so same with that whole journey. I showed up there, like that was one of the scariest things like I've ever done. Like in my early 20s, I am the polar opposite of a cowboy. And I guess I'm just gonna like retell kind of like the whole story in case I get any new listeners, which if you are new, huge thanks for checking this out. We got a lot of good plans for this podcast going forward this year, so appreciate anyone that listens. If you can give me any sort of rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or whatever, if you have a rating system, that'd be great. If you can get, don't, you know, I gotta give me 5 stars, but if you think it's good enough to get that, that's perfect. Give an honest review. I take criticism better than I used to. So that's another thing we'll dig into. I'll remember that at the end of the episode, to kind of talk a little bit more about that. But so on the drive to Wyoming, it kept getting more and more real. And then when I showed up, it was like, oh my God. And not only that, like I've always been terrible with money. Always have always been bad. And up until like just recently, hopefully we can get that way more figured out this year too. But when I got there, I didn't really save, and I didn't like ask my parents for money. And so like I think I moved out to Wyoming with like, so I knew I just had to like do some physical stuff at the beginning of the season, and I was going to be on the crew for 6 months and hopefully make, you know, crazy money, because all I was going to be doing was working. So got hired on a wildland fire crew out in Casper, Wyoming. I go to leave. I think I left. I don't know why I didn't like talk to my parents or do anything more to, or do better with, I don't know. Like I said, this is why this is so crazy. So I think I moved out of Byron, packed my entire room into my car, my 04 Mazda 3, and made the 15 and a half hour drive. 14 and a half, 15 and a half, I don't know. So I go to Sioux Falls, South Dakota to meet up with my aunt, uncle, and some of my cousins. 8 hour drive, and you enjoy that. Shout out to Sioux Falls because I'm gonna be back there in 2 days. So I go out there, get out to Wyoming, and I did my thing in Wyoming. And had like I like had the craziest time. I'm trying to think, like I went to a bunch of rodeos. I would be out like kicking it with like my buddy Shad. We'd be like out like running around, like maybe a little bit later than we were supposed to sometimes, but still made it to work on time the next morning, and were able to compete physically in anything that we had to do. So but we like I just like anything spur of the moment stuff like him and I did. Like I just like I was trying to I took swing dancing lessons while I was out there with a bunch of friends. I went to two weddings. One of which I think is still like one of the worst hangovers of my entire life. Shout out to Higgins. Because that was the most abysmal day of my entire, I think I ran a chainsaw so much in the summer of 2019, spring, summer, fall, because it was kind of a dead year. I spent 21 days in Battle Mountain, Nevada, on a fire roll helping them out. And that was honestly a blast, but like you kind of go a little bit crazy. And I remember like things are different now, but like I remember being in Battle Mountain, Nevada, and I think it was the end of July into August of 2019. And like I said, we were there for at least 14, got extended for a 21, and we're like sick. Like that's big money right there, and we get to see some action. So that was cool. And I remember actually talking to Chase, one of my basically like an older brother to me. But like at the time, him and I weren't as close as we are now. So it's like it was different at the time. But I remember, and Shad and I, him and I would hang out and just like kick it and watch TV and just shoot the shit for a while when we'd get back from dinner, like every night. And I remember kind of having like the same thoughts. That I've kind of always had when I was in Battle Mountain. And it was I knew the season was like coming to a close, and I knew that I wasn't gonna stay in Wyoming. And that's another thing too. Like I've always kind of been like trying to plan ahead too much, which kind of stopping that has helped a bunch too recently, which has been awesome. But so I just was like, I just like got in like a mode like the last week where I just was like, I may might even started earlier than that, but I just remember like being in such a weird mood. And I would go on these long walks at night around Battle Mountain and be listening to music while I'd be going on these walks. And I just was like I was trying to figure everything out, and I didn't even know like where I was going next after that. Like I was trying to figure out my entire life when I was like, I just need to finish this role in battle, because like the season was still a couple months left, but it was coming to an end. And so like I just was trying so hard to plan so far into the future for no reason. Like just it's hilarious like talking about that, because like me now, I would just be too exhausted. Like I don't know what I'm gonna do this weekend. Like, why are we worried about that? But that's just what it is. But still being so unsure, and still just trying to enjoy that as much as possible, and just like sit like in those moments. Like even like right now, like this podcast might get 2 listens, 3 listens, and it'll be at least Connor, Serge, and Gabe. So shout out to you three, because it's shit like that to where it's like That is, I told myself, like, that's enough. I like this enough to where it's like, that's enough to keep me going. And it's true. So, but I just remember, like, and then, like, right after that, I think I got back into contact with Austin Coltrane. Shout out to him. Like, used to be, we grew up right next door to each other. And, like, we had gone years without, like, talking. Really being close at all, still cool. Like I never had an issue with him. And then, I had talked about moving out here, and we had reconnected. And he was like, and then I had also been talking to Shane, and like I was kind of lining it up, like, hey, I think I'm gonna move down here after the season's over. And it was, I just remember like that took away a lot of like the worry, because then I was able just to be like, okay, now I can, because I know where I'm going, now I can hang out and be comfortable like until I leave Wyoming. And same thing, season got to an end, the last 2 weeks of the season I think were so terrible, like it was snowing and we weren't doing anything. We were stuck at the station 4 days a week, Monday through Thursday, for 10 hours, I think, is what we were working. And like, you just go insane. So I was so ready to get out of Wyoming. Because I was so done. I was so over it. So I did the same thing, packed up my entire room, moved down to Arizona. And on my, but I, it was, I, the season had ended right when I was turning either 23 or 24. I can't remember if I was 23 when I was out there, or I think I was 22 and turned 23 while I was out there. So, yeah, that had to have been, because I was 2019. So I think I was turning, so I think I turned 23. But like I said, I could be a year off. I don't know. Math's never been my thing anyway. So I remember, I meet, so on my birthday, I drive. I was like, as soon as I got the opportunity, like, yep, we were done. I was like, okay, see ya, Wyoming. That was incredible. What an experience. And I'll have to break down more stories and get, if you go back and listen to, there's an episode with Thane Trumbull. He is one of my closest buddies, like a brother to me. From Wyoming, and he, it's kind of, I might have to go back and listen to that too, because that's so weird, because that was just a chill night at the table after, then just having a few drinks with him, and like him and I could have him on every podcast episode. Him and I can just banter for days. And so I get here, and when I got here the first time, it was the same thing. Like the packing up the room and leaving, it was like, it get, because I had gotten like a light at the end of the tunnel type of thing, where like, okay, like I knew then that I was going to be going, because I, my plan was to come out to Arizona anyway, but the Wyoming thing came up first, and that was a secure job for the season, so I had to take it. So I come to, I moved down here, and so on my 23rd birthday, I think I spent it alone in a hotel room, and I don't even think I went and got beers, because I was so exhausted from driving. I'll have to dig back and look. I can't remember this, the town that I stayed in. It's like some small, I don't even know if it was a city technically, but I stayed by myself in a hotel on my 23rd birthday, and didn't have booze, and got up the next day and finished the drive. And as soon as, so that was it. Yeah, so that was it. Like when I showed up here, it was perfect weather, and I'd already been out here in the summer, so I knew it was bad. But it was like I got out here in late October, when it's, I mean, just it's starting to become perfect out. So we, so I just, man, that was, it was, and then it was rough when I moved out here. I didn't make a, because I remember going backtracking, same thing, like never really, like I grew up so like middle class, upper middle class, like I never knew what it was like to be broke. Moved out to Wyoming, next to no money, I had to pay for rent like right away, and rent was not cheap where I was staying with my buddy. Also, shout out to Higgins. And I had no money, and we were like, we get paid biweekly there, and it took like a full like month to get our first check, and I was so dead broke that I had to shout out to Halsted, dude. I was so dead broke that we still had like a week to go until we got paid. And I had to ask a guy that I had known for not even like a few weeks. I had to ask him for money so I could like eat for the week. And he lent it to me without an issue. And I was like, dude, like, thank you. Like, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Like, I'll get you back as soon as we got paid. And I did. And like, him and I are still super close. Like, he's awesome. He's doing his thing. And I remember just going through such a nightmare getting cleared there too because of my asthma. And then my anxiety popped up too. So I basically had to, it took way too, I don't know why it took so long to get cleared, but like I was out like a week and I was just getting anxiety because I was like, man, these, I'm not doing anything physical. So like these guys are like all talking shit. I know they are. And like obviously everything went so well. Like those are my family now. It was so good. I went back a second time. But so I go, I leave Wyoming, I come down here. And I was lined up to get a sales job. And I had up my resume and everything. And I thought I was going to get one like pretty quickly after moving here. Well, I had been here for like 2 weeks or so and still hadn't, I think I, maybe it was even longer than that. So, I mean, I had saved up like a good amount of money in Wyoming, came out here, and then just, typical me, just like didn't start working right away, and then finally got my first job out here at a PF Chang's busing and running. And like, dude, that was such a trip because that crew was like so fun to work with, but it was such a shit show. Like hours were terrible, the tipping was terrible. Like I wanted to make like actual money, so I was like willing to, like move up to be a server. And like I think they had just too many servers, like, and but they just they weren't they didn't want to push me up yet to like do that. I just was like, okay. So finally was able to jump ship, didn't get a sales job, but then was I just had no money coming in and was just still terrible at spending, going out to eat all the time, like terrible. And had that job for way too long and then got hired out the golf course, one of the golf courses out here. It's like almost an hour away north, and it started at 6 and 6:30 in the morning, so I had to be leaving by like, no, it had to be earlier than that, 5:30 maybe. I think maybe it started at five, but it was starting to get, oh, this is when it was starting to maybe creep towards the summer. So yeah, I don't, it started early and it was an hour away. So like I was, that's probably the earliest I've had to get up and go to work besides the job that I work at now, where I get up at like 3:15, 3:20. But that's what we're working towards. I'd rather be getting up in the middle of the night for calls than continuing to wake up at this hour. So it's like, but we're just gonna keep pushing. But yeah, then I get a job out of the golf course, and then like my car is a piece of shit. So it's like I'm hardly making any money there. I'm working 6 days a week, only for 5 days, five of those days for only a couple hours at a time. Like no money coming in. I'm starting to panic, starting to freak out. Finally get that sales job after only a month of working at the golf course, and I worked that sales job for just under a year and rode that job throughout the entire quarantine. And that whole time, because I did not like the job anymore after a while. But like after I was kind of gridlocked because it was quarantine. So like I couldn't like, like part of me was like too nervous to be like applying for other jobs for some stupid reason. I don't know what my deal was, but I've been dealing with that forever and kind of glad that we're phasing out of that. But I felt like I was gridlocked in my sales job and I was miserable. And so like, I was just like upset all the time. Like I was totally like overdoing it with not even really overdoing it because it was quarantine, but like we would go to the same house with a couple of friends every weekend almost, unless like we all went on like a small group camping trip or something. But like I was just partying every weekend. But I loved quarantine because like quarantine like took away my FOMO. Like I don't want it to go back to that ever because I like people being able to go do what they want to do. But like, it makes me so mad that like I wasn't good at the stuff now. Like that I like to be able to run the podcast. I get on Zoom with friends. Like at that time, that would have been the time where because that's like that was a time where a lot of streamers and like podcasters and stuff took off because that was like no one was able to do anything and like we were just consuming like media like crazy. But like that's another thing, I can't get that back, so it's like we can only go forward from here. But yeah, rolled through that job through the pandemic, and that was a nightmare because I just felt like I was stuck, even though like I could have just been applying for any other sales job that I wanted to. But the pay, we lived in way too expensive of an apartment. So it's like I was broke the entire time we lived there, couldn't get ahead. Then we finally move out of there. I finally found the job at PXG, something I actually liked, except it was overnight. So that was the latest I'd worked. So that was from 7 p.m. to 5:30 a.m. Monday through Thursday. So then I would get my schedule reversed for the weekend to see friends, hang out with everybody, and then I'd have to reverse it back as good as I could on Sunday night to get ready for Monday night. But like that schedule, honestly, part of me would almost rather take it over what I have right now. But I don't know, who knows? But hey, that's not true. No, there's no way. That was just dumb for me to say. I don't even know why I said that. But I did that up until, I stayed in Scottsdale, up until I went back to Wyoming second year. So this is now the summer of 21. That summer was so wild. I just amped it up with stuff that I did, like went to two brandings, went to more rodeos. Me and one of my good buddies, Mike, out there, him and I made it like a pact because him and I got close pretty early on. That like we weren't gonna let like just us working the whole summer gonna ruin it. So we made it like a staple. Like he turned into like the shad for me that year. And like him and I would just randomly go out on like the weekend sometimes, and then we'd have to show up for soccer like the next morning for work, like a little bit hungover. But we dealt with it, we got through it, and like I wouldn't trade anything for the world because we went out, we had fun, and like, we just tried to find like opportunities to go do shit, and it was sick. Like the second year was wild, but I did like an idiot. I didn't line up when I was gonna go back to PXG because I figured I could just go back, email them, hey, I'm ready to go back, and then it'd be like a week, and then I'd be back. I'm not doing anything. So the season ends in Wyoming. I knew I was coming back down here, obviously. And I'm going to try not to smack my lips anymore for the rest of the episode because I just caught myself that one time. And yikes, because that sounded terrible. But I remember I was getting charged such little rent in Wyoming and I had so much money saved up. So I was like, what is the rush, honestly, on what is the rush, to get back to Arizona to be paying a shit ton of rent. So I just stayed, and for like, I think the season ended at the very beginning of November. I stayed the whole month of November, and I wasn't working for like the first 2 weeks of it. And it was just, I bought a PC, shout out to Peak. He helped me set it up, and I was just starting to get into PC gaming and was doing that and was starting to stream for the first time, which I cannot wait to get back into that. I'm super excited. Started doing that for the first time and was like just getting into different games, because like I'd been a PlayStation kid my entire life. So obviously, like, I want to be successful enough to where I can have that and a PC, because I'll be a PlayStation kid for forever. But so that was exciting. I was just like learning how to play games on the mouse and keyboard. Like, that was such an adjustment from being a console player my entire life. But then started taking, Trace Adkins was filming the Ultimate Cowboy Showdown at a super nice ranch in Wyoming, and it wasn't far. And so I just started, they would ask me to either grab people from the airport or take people from the ranch to the airport. And so I just started doing that, and they're like just getting paid for that, because I was free all day. So I was like, all I was doing was working out and playing video games. So like my ideal schedule. And I did that for like 2 weeks, and then had to end up helping the last week and like a half of the film, of the show, get filmed, because COVID went through the whole crew. And so a bunch of people got sent home. And so I did that, and then went down to Texas to put stuff in storage for the next show that was going to be there. And then shortly after, and finally made the trek back down here, which I think is 14 and a half hours. And it might be, no, I think it is more this way. Yeah, I think it's more. So I think it's 15 and a half hours. Made the trek down, and so I met, I finally, Coltrane was in Denver, and he was only there for a couple nights, and so I was gonna leave, like, after that weekend, and I just was like, you know what, fuck it. So we all went out and grabbed something to eat, and then I just packed up in the car at, like, 9, and was gonna make the trek to Denver from Casper, which is, like, 3 hours. So I did. The buddy that Austin and the girl that they were with, neither of them were answering their phones. And then finally the other guy, he answered his phone, came down to get me in the lobby in no shirt and shorts, which was hilarious. So shout out to him for doing that, 'cause that got a big laugh out of me, and bold, but it was, he did the job. He came down and let me in. So that was huge. So I stayed there, then I made the rest of the trek down, and I was losing my mind by the end of it. And then I stayed with a buddy, and then moved to downtown Phoenix, and then after a little bit got my new job that I'm working at now, and then moved out of downtown Phoenix, and then got out of where I was living before that, and then now I'm literally, for the short terms, until, because we're starting to look at apartments now, I'm just bouncing back and forth. Like, I'm at Noah's right now, and I have all my, like, most of my stuff's at Avery's, and I crash there with her all the time, and I'm literally like couch surfing until we get this apartment. And like, it's shit like that to where it's like, it's so embarrassing, because like I'm feel like I'm a burden to both of them all the time, even though like they'll tell me that like I'm not, and like they, I can't thank them enough. Like, I literally can't thank them enough for what they're doing for me, because I mean, this is huge. Like, Noah's gone, he's back home visiting family, and now I'm able just to stay and use his room for the next 2 nights till he gets back. And so I get to leave Avery alone, give her some peace and quiet, and then I'm obviously leaving for the weekend too. But it's just like, it's just like, dude, like, I know, like, it might be biased because of me, but like my 20s have been insane, and like most of it I had no idea what the next move was or what it was going to be. And I just tried to be, because I've always been so bad at being present, but like maybe in my mind at least, but like if I'm distracted, like all the times I was out like doing something or I was doing something like while with friends, like I was always in the moment. And like I just try to have as much fun as possible throughout the first time in Wyoming than when I came back here. And I mean, it was a nightmare. Like, because it took me a little bit to get back to PXG, which was super annoying. But it's just like, it's shit like that to where it's like, you can't. It's like right now I'm like worried about like the couch surfing thing. Like, and it, like old me would be so much more being like, oh, like what's everyone think of me? Like I'm embarrassed because like Avery and Noah are sick of me. And now it's just like, I think Noah and Avery know that like I would do anything for those two now, like because of what they've done for me. But like they're helping me. They're like making an investment almost, not just like as like really great friends, but like I'm working. I wasn't just like laying around doing nothing, not helping clean or, you know, that type of stuff. I try to be as like as clean and tidy as I possibly can at both places. Obviously there's a pile of clothes right now at Noah's, so that's not 100% true, but I am going to get that cleaned out and all that stuff washed and replenished. Hopefully with my time here, but it's just like throughout all that entire time, just like trying to enjoy stuff as much as possible, like in that moment. And if I could have just like, if the only thing I probably would change if I would go back would just to be like, dude, actually stop like telling yourself like that you're going to forget about like what's in the near future and actually just forget and just enjoy your time here. Cause my two times in Wyoming have been some of the most insane. Like it's crazy to me that I can sit here and say that I've lived in the least populated state in the US twice. Been to two weddings there, been to two brandings, been to multiple rodeos, been to one of the nicest ranches in the entire state, been to a University of Wyoming football game, worked on a TV show while I was out there, started PC gaming and streaming there. Like, it's just like that place did so much for me. So it's like, I would have never thought that if you would have told me like a few years before I left for Wyoming, like, yeah, you're going to be living in Wyoming, like fighting wildfires. And I'd be like, no, nope. Funny. That's hilarious actually, but no. So it's like super funny being in this perspective now, like where I've done all that and I've exhausted myself, man. Like I am so beat. I've slept like shit all week. And a lot of that is my fault, so do not feel bad for me. I am terrible. It's another finances and sleep, I think, are my two priorities for this year. And I've done so much better at the end of last year into this year than I have with sleep. So now, like, I'm going to keep that up. But like I said, this week is a big week because I'm going to be going to see Connor this weekend, so I can sacrifice because there's light at the end of the tunnel, like for this week. So like I'm a little bit more excited than usual. So it's like you take what you can get. So that's why I'm just riding off this motivation. So, but yeah, it's just like, it's not comparing the journey to anybody else. It's like I'm not bothering a single person by sitting here up on this balcony and recording and just spewing BS that hardly anyone's going to listen to. I'm not bothering a single person. I think I kind of touched on that in the last episode, like people judging you and stuff. Like, dude, I've struggled with that so hard for so long to where it's like, it's just wild, like being here now where it's like, I'm so much more just like looking at the big picture. I just smacked my lips again. I'm so sorry. I don't even want to know. I'm not even going to look back and listen to see how many times I did that, because I bet it's been terrible. But it's like the less you like worry about like the outside distractions, just like really just like focus on yourself. Like I don't need to be self-conscious about doing this. I don't need to be self-conscious of where I'm at right now. Like I know that I have people that love and care about me, and I also love and care about, like friends and family. And it's just like, I know that I know and they know that I would do the same for them And that's what's hopefully I'm being set up to get in a much better position now because of the sacrifices that like Noah and Avery have made for me. So it's like, it's one of those things where it's like, that's another part of the motivation that comes from it too, is like, it's just making me work harder in like almost everything because like, I want to make those two proud, like probably more than anybody right now. So it's like, it's one of those things where like they're giving me the opportunity to get my finances on track and to set myself up for success for this next potential like big career move. And it's like, I can't take that for granted. And like I did for, not really take it for granted, but not like appreciating it as much as I should be, if you could say that. Just not fully taking advantage of like what they're allowing me to be able to do, like save my money and to, I just did it again. God, save my money and to work on my, like still be able to work on my sleep. And so it's just like, I'm trying my best to keep my head down and keep working. And, yeah, I just beat, I had a delivery today for these super nice houses up in Scottsdale, and they have the whole house, all the entire house is 8 foot tall, solid core doors, which are like heavy as fuck. And there's a truckload of like 20 of them, like 16 doors and like four like slabs that's like they don't come pre-hung in a frame. And, I had to unload that entire truck, and then I had to load six slabs back up onto the truck and take the two different lots within that neighborhood. And I mean, that's a full body workout, like loading and then unloading that truckload is so hard on the body. And, and I'm, like I said, I'm beat and I'm pushing it with this. So I'm just going to keep, I'm going to wrap it up here in a second, but it's just like, I lost train of thought there too. God damn it. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. But like, the moral of the story is, dude, it's like you, once you just kind of sit back and realize more and more that it really, like, it, no one else's journey matters but yours. So it's like, the more you sit there and like worry and get frustrated, like, oh, I'm not here. Like, why aren't I this far? Why aren't I this successful? It's like, I think it's good to have the like those thoughts a little bit, but like all it takes is like a slight adjustment to get you rolling in the right direction to keep you pushing. But it's like, I think it's ultimately up to you to make that decision. So it's like, I mean, this is coming from experience, dude. I'm the laziest. Like, I never think that like I'm working hard enough. Like, obviously that's trauma, like somewhere from like either my mom or my dad or both. That like I'm never working hard enough, even though like I work my 40-hour job Monday through Friday. I'm still putting in hours on this. I'm going to be getting back into streaming. So it's like, that's going to be even more in my free time. But like all this is pretty easy to me because I'm not getting anything in return from any of this. Not get, like, yeah, my podcast is maybe like a total of $10, like over the 2 years that it's been a thing. Obviously huge gap in between last August up until just recently. I think this weekend. Yeah, Sunday, I think. And it's just like, I just wasn't in a good headspace for a while. Just had to, like, I had to take a break for so long that I had such a bad itch to come back to it. And now this is going to be my second podcast out within a week. I haven't went on a run like that since February of last year, right around the Waste Management Open. When I was literally like in an Airbnb, like, taking calls and doing episodes up in one of the bedrooms of the Airbnb. So it's like, when I feel that motivation, I just gotta like, just have to run with it and just milk it for everything that it is until I maybe either crash again or this is what snaps me. You'll never know. And like, this episode is kind of just a ramble too, but That's the beautiful thing about it, dude. Hardly anyone listens to this. So it's like, who fucking cares? And if you made it this far, hopefully you're like a little bit more enlightened too. I don't know. Who knows? But yeah, it's just like, it's being like doing all that during the day. I think that's where I was going with this. It's like doing all that during the day. Like I've been up since it's 10:30 now. It's 10:30. I've been up since 3:30 this morning. I'm about to get another 4 hours of sleep or something like that. Get up, do it again. Come home, work out, go on an apartment tour, come back, make dinner. Whoops, I muted the mic again. But yeah, it's just like, dude, the less that you are worried about what everyone's thinking of you or just like where you're at or what's happened to you recently, like, you don't have a lot of time, but like, yeah, we have a lot of time. So it's like all you people like rushing. And if this is your thing, I'm like, there's no hate. Like, that's great. Like starting a family, like getting married. Like I'm just speaking from where I'm sitting at. Like it's just a wild time and a wild world. Like it takes a lot for me to like really let people in like that. And it's just, especially recently, it's been a whole nother ball game to like, to get anywhere near like close to me. So, but like, I'm happy about that. Cause like, I think I was just too open, too free, like giving all my energy away to people when I like needed to fill my own cup up, that type of BS. But the more you can do that and just like, you can still be a nice person, but like, you don't have to be giving your energy away to everybody, dude. And you don't also have to be worrying about what like anyone else is thinking of you. Cause yeah, you might do something that's cringe or embarrassing. And like, I've been a hater before. Like, are you kidding me? Like I get like a pit in my stomach about like what some people are probably sharing around like this podcast. Like, dude, this guy has lost it. He's a bum. He's a loser. Just like, dude, you don't know unless you're out here hanging out with me all the time. Like, you do not know me at all or like talking to me regularly. Like you don't know shit about me. And it's just like I've had such a crazy, crazy life throughout my 20s, and like I would not trade that for the world. Like I've learned so much, and I've gone through so many such unreal highs and such like devastating lows. And like I said, like it's compared to where I was just even a couple months ago, it's the turnaround has been crazy. And I hope it's all like, cause part of me gets nervous. Cause like normally I'm not like this consistently happy because I weaned myself off and took myself off of my medication, which was probably not smart, but like I wanted to prove it to myself that I could. And with like trying to get the new jobs, like I want to be able to tell like in my interviews and stuff, like I was like, I made that decision like for this reason to wean myself off and to not rely on it. And it worked. And it was all because of up here. And that's where like a lot of you people don't know. It's like if compared to where I was a couple months ago, just flipping my mindset has made it so much more bearable to even just like wake up in the morning and not immediately hate life. Like right when that alarm goes off. And it's like where I was sitting at a couple months ago, I never would have thought to be able to, like, I would have never thought I'd be in this position where I'm at right now, like, where my mental state is. Like, really staying away from the drama, like, really keeping to myself, like, minding my own fucking business. Just doing my own thing, keeping my head down and grinding. It's flipped, like, everything, like, a 180. It's wild, but, like, it's a scary thing to make that transition. It is. Because, like, talking to people that aren't able to quickly, like, do what I've done the work on. Like it's, I get it. Being in that like place where you're stuck is so tough. But like, if you put your head down and when you work a little bit, you can just immediately flip it. As soon as you get a bad thought, you can flip it. And like, you still deal with it. You still feel it, let it come, let it go. But you don't let it just take you down and down and down. And just like, I'm so much better at emotionally regulating myself now after doing all that work. But it sucked what it took to get to that point. But like, that's the annoying, I think I said it in the last episode. That's the annoying thing about life is like, you are like you're constantly learning, or else like it is going to. And if you think that you know it all and you think that you got it together, like it will humble you so fucking quick. And I've just been getting humbled my entire 20s, dude, whether it's with job stuff, finances, women, friends, you name it, dude. Just been getting humble pie left and right, man. And good. Like, honestly, good. Because, like, most of it was needed. Like, I'll, like that's why, like, it's just, it really is just lessons, dude. Because, like, there is, like, if I don't go through all the things that I go through, especially recently, maybe I'm not sitting here recording anymore. Maybe I give up on the podcast completely and just, you know, buy into, like, yep, it's not going to do anything. It's not doing anything for me. Like, nope. And just being free, just literally like trying to be free flowing, just like letting people come that want to come. Absolutely. Like, how are we doing? Like, would love to be a great friend to as many people as possible. And just like not putting any pressure on anybody, whether it be friendships, like relationships, like family members, like trying not to put any pressure. And just like, if people want to go, and friends want to leave, like, go, absolutely. And that's what sucks, because like there are a few friends like I don't really talk to anymore, and a lot of, like, I don't know like which one specifically, but like the one that I'm thinking of, like it's not because of me that we don't talk anymore, but you know, you reach out so many times and you get like one response and then left on read, or like you call so many times and don't even get any sort of response. It's just like, that sucks and that's terrible. But like, if me having to not be in your life, like if you're happy with that, like then I'm happy for you, because like old me would be like fuck you, man. Like fuck you, dude. Like, what, like, why aren't you talking to me? Like, I thought we were still boys. It's just like, we're always still going to be boys. Like, that's never going to go away. Like, I'm sure if we talk and catch up, like it's going to be the same, but it's not holding that grudge. And it's just being like, if me not being in your life or you staying away from me and keeping me out of your life keeps you happy, like, then by all means, because like, it's just, it's too short and like your time is too precious. But like before, I just was like, dude, why isn't everyone able to deal with all this like me? And even though like I was terrible at it, but like, yeah, it's so funny looking back. It's so funny looking back and just realizing like how much you think you have it together. Like how much weirdly better I thought that I was with most people just because I work hard. Like, okay, it's it's hilarious seeing the difference from me from literally like just over 10 years ago compared to now. It's like, it's crazy. It's crazy. But dude, I've my 20s, man. It's going to be a lot easier for me to settle down when the time comes because of how insane I have left. Like, I have exhausted my 20s, and I still got a hell of a long way to go. Wouldn't trade it for the world. Wouldn't, like, I'm sitting here exhausted. Like, this is what's all going to be worth it. Like, in the future, like sitting here at 10:41, should have been asleep an hour and a half ago. This is what's all going to make it worth it in the future. Is shit like just doing shit like this, like staying down, keep my head down, like staying consistent, working even when I don't want to, but I want to still. So it's like I can tell you this, like just keep it in your head. Like the quicker that you realize that like so many people that you think are so worried about you. And so, like, just constantly talking shit about you. It's just, like, even if it happens, like, we are so self-critical that, like, it's just an immediate, it's, like, an immediate, like, turnaround. Like, trying to think, like, what I can compare it to. It's just, kind of lost my train of thought again for the last time, so that shows that I should probably wrap it up because I'm fucking beat. But yeah, it's just like wherever you're sitting at, if you're in a good spot, you're in a bad spot, if it's over relationships, friendships, any given, like, job wise, it's just like, just one, before you do anything, take a deep breath. Take a deep breath in and out and just sit there for a second and just let things come, feel them, let them pass. Don't make any irrational decisions and messaging people back right away when you haven't dealt with what was said or what happened. Definitely take a second. Just keep finding out more about yourself, dude. And the more and more you learn that, I'm tracking off more and more stuff that I'm not going to regret that I didn't do on my deathbed. You know what I mean? Like, and that's just kind of the perspective of what it is. Like, are my grandkids going to be like, yo, grandpa was pretty sick, dude. He didn't really give a shit what anyone thought about him. Like, that type of shit. But, like, also thinking that about myself, too. The more you're misunderstood by people, the more that means that you're becoming more and more self-aware and more and more happy within yourself. Because, like, that dude, I got called. I heard, like, a buddy of mine, like, say, like, man, he's so weird, like, under his breath while hanging out with a group of people a couple weeks ago. And I just couldn't help but, like old me would get, like, so hurt by that. And, like, it would ruin my day. Like me now, like, where I'm at, I'm just, like, honestly, if people are calling me weird because I'm so fucking comfortable in my skin as a man and, like, being in touch with both my feminine and masculine side and trying to find that very good balance between the two of them, it's just like, then like, that's I'm winning, like, not compared to anybody else, but, like, I'm winning my game, like, against me. That's all you can really ask for. But, like, it's late. I gotta pass out. Like, thanks for tuning in. If you can give me a rating, any likes, share it wherever. I don't care. But, dude, keep doing your thing. And keep doing your thing, and things are gonna work out. Take it easy.